Hello, hello, friends. Happy new month to you. It's the month of March. Whew, I think I might have said this the last time I was on air, but I recorded. So much has happened this year already, and I personally can attest to God's faithfulness. God is beyond my wildest imaginations. And the way he continues to come through in many different ways is just mind-blowing. So I just want to welcome you with that in mind. Welcome you to another episode of the Dart Prayer Podcast. I trust that you and your family are doing well. This is the space really where we come together to join God, to align with God, to proclaim the destinies and the everything that God has called our children, our families to be. In this world, the Bible even says that we will come through many tribulations, we'll pass through many challenges. But it says, be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. But how do we enforce our victory? It is through the words of our mouth, our proclamations, our declarations, our prayers. And that's why we're here, that regardless of what we see, regardless of what's happening, regardless of, you know, the different things that happen in our world, even with our children, we can fix our eyes on the Lord, align with the Lord, and declare his plans and purposes for our children. So yes, welcome again today. I just wanted us to intercede and pray for us as parents. I'm not sure about you, but as far as I'm concerned, I would say that parenting is one of the most, challenging things that I've ever done. And especially for women, this is not to minimize the role or the importance of men. Trust me, I don't know how I would do most of these without my husband. But I think women also carry a special anointing sometimes to worry or to just be, you just really carry stuff, you know, emotionally. But we thank God for the blood. I'm telling you that for me, I don't know how I would be able to do any of this without the Lord. And just having the Lord to just cry to go to anchor onto. So yeah, this episode, I wanted us to pray for parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, guardians, aunts, uncles, even teachers or anyone that has that job of overseeing and being with children and raising and training children. Because honest truth, this is it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of grace. And the scripture that came to mind today is Hebrews 4:16. In the New Living Translation, it says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most." The underlying thing here, or just to highlight, when we need it the most. There are some times in parenting or just, you know, and it feels like, wow, I'm desperate. I need. So I feel like in times of need, this is a time of need personally for me, you know, and I'm just asking the Lord to come through. So the Message version says, "Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest, with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness. Tell me about it. As a parent, I'm not perfect. I don't have it figured out, so I know weaknesses, right? He's been through weaknesses and testing. Experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is ready to give. take the mercy, accept the help. Whatever it is that we need today as parents, whether just extra strength, whether perspective, whether, you know, wisdom to be able to help our children, whatever it is, maybe just mercy, maybe just you're tired. And I'm like, God, just renew my strength. Whatever it is that we need, at whatever juncture that you find yourself as a parent right now, I just want to encourage you that, you know, we have a high priest. Jesus is familiar with anything and everything that we're going through. The Amplified Bible says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly, I love it, fearlessly, no fear, whatever the case may be, just come, confidently, confidence, and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures. I'm not, like I said before, I don't know about other people, but I feel like as a mom, I have failures, and find grace to help in good time for every need. And it says appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. I promise you, I really need that. Appropriate, well-timed, coming just when we need it. And finally, from the Passion Translation, so now we draw near freely and boldly to where grace is enthroned. God Himself is grace, right? To where grace is enthroned, to receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our times, or to strengthen us in our time of weaknesses. So again, it's just continuing to reinforce, not just as parents, but just generally in life, there will be those times when we just need mercy, we just need grace, we just need renewal in our spirits, we just need focus, we need perspective, we need heaven to invade our reality, because it could be tiring, it could be hard. But today, I just want to encourage you. We're going to pray together, but also to come to His throne, because He's a good Father, because He's faithful. And as the Bible already tells us, He is aware of what we need, and He is so ready and willing to provide. It says, so let's walk right up to Him and get what He is ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Father, we thank you. Yahweh, we worship you. We thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you because the call to parent is a call from you, Father. You saw us worthy, so entrust these lives into our hands. Father, we come to the throne of mercy. We come to the throne of grace, to receive the help that we need in this time, to receive the help that we need in this season. Father, I use myself and my husband as a point of contact to every parent out there, to every teacher, to every guardian, to every aunt, to every uncle that has been, you know, just going through the job of parenting or nurturing or training or growing a young one, Father, or even older ones. Father, we ask that you meet each and every one of us at the points of our need, Lord. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for perspective, God. We ask that you give us your heart for these children, Father. Help us, God. Give us your heart. Help us see through your eyes. Let us not see the hardness of whatever situation, but let us see what you see. Give us perspective for every situation, Father. We pray for every broken heart. We pray for every weary heart. We pray for every desperate heart, Father, that you will come and meet us, God, at the point of our needs, God. Whatever the needs are in each family, whatever the needs are for any caregiver, Father, we ask for the balm of Gilead to soothe, to comfort, to heal, Father, that you will heal every offense, Lord. You will heal every brokenness, every pain. Lord, that you will strengthen the weary, Father. Parents that just need a renewal, just tired or feel like we don't even know what to do, Lord. You said we should come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain mercy. Father, we acknowledge that we don't have it all figured out. We acknowledge that we don't know it all, Father. We need you, the source of everything good, the source of all wisdom, that you'll impart your wisdom to us, God. That you'll impart your grace to us, God. That you'll impart your perspective to us, God. That you'll lead us in the way that we should go so that we can lead your children in the way that they should go, Abba Father. We lift you up, God. Your word says that as we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you, Father. We lift you up and we ask that you draw us, God. Draw us to your heart. Draw our brokenness, God. Heal the brokenness. Heal the pain, God. Heal the pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that we receive mercy, Father, and grace to help for every need, Father. Every need, every stubborn child, every rebellious child, every sick child, every child in pain or going through one thing or the other, Father, we receive the grace that we need for every need, God. In the lives of our children, we receive the wisdom that we need for every need, Father. We receive the perspective that we need for every need, Yahweh. We receive the love, to be able to love them, God, just like you have loved us. We receive grace, God, to handle difficult situations. We receive grace to love them beyond their wildest imaginations. Yahweh, we lift you high. We lift you high above every situation. And we thank you because you are worthy. You're the only one who's worthy. We thank you because you are good. We thank you because you are faithful. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. We lift you high. We glorify your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for providing and supplying the grace that we urgently need to strengthen us in every time of weakness, God. We receive grace, God, urgently for every weakness, for every pain, for every situation. Financial, spiritual, physical, emotional, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are a very, very present help in time of trouble. Thank you for your invitation that we should come boldly. And thank you for supplying everything that we need in this time of need, Father. We lift you high. We lift you high, Jesus. We lift you high, higher, 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 higher than the tiredness, higher than not even knowing what to do. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift the name of Jesus higher. We lift the name of Jesus higher. Your word says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. So in every home, we lift your name high. We bless your name, Lord. You're worthy, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being present. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I am with you. I am for you. As a fellow parent, I know sometimes, things can be hard. But I'm also so grateful that we get to run. We get to run to the one who knows all things and who's ready. He's so ready and willing to help us. So be encouraged as you parent and as you do what God has called you to do. God is faithful. God is good. So blessings to you and to your family and to your wonderful children or whoever it is that you're giving care to. Thank you for joining me. If you're here and you haven't given your heart to Jesus, this is your invitation. He already paid it all. I'm telling you, I don't know what my life would look like if I didn't have Jesus. I'm just so grateful that I have someone who's so ready and who's so present at every single point in time. So I encourage you to take the leap today and accept the gift that he's already given to you by dying on the cross. And the way you can do that is to accept that you're a sinner, that Jesus died on the cross. So boldly, confess that he is Lord, that he died on the cross of Calvary. And you can say this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I thank you for that which you have done on the cross. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I accept you into my heart. I believe that you died on the cross and you rose again, and that you are the Son of God. And I confess all my sins and ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins and help me to turn a new leaf, that my life will never be the same, and that my life will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for joining me. God bless you so much. I look forward to praying again very soon in the next episode. Have a blessed day. Bye.